Blog Talk Radio.
Let them say your hair's long. I don't care if you are wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
What's going on, boys? You're playing yesterday's tape.
The hazard to travel later today was that, you know, that blizzard thing.
Oh, that blizzard thing. That blizzard thing. Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But you have slipped. Damn right. Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
It's Groundhog Day!
In Groundhog Day,
I'm reliving the same day over and over.
That is our life. Groundhog Day over and over and over. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Today is Wednesday, March 2nd. Jim and Eddie with you. Eddie, good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Enjoy Groundhog Day of the Ranger games. Game in and game out of one-goal losses. It's just... unbelievable, but otherwise, I'm fit as a fiddle, fine and dandy, finer than frog has split three ways.
Glad to hear it. It's like we could just replay. I don't even know why we're doing this. We could just replay last week's show, the week before's show, just edit out, you know, anything like topical, like, you know, dub in. Last night against the Sabres, the Rangers started off badly, and... you know, Ryan Miller made some great saves. And how about that non-call on Brandon Dubinsky? You know, whatever. We'll just dub it in.
Right, exactly.
You know, and you and I
just
can watch
dub
TV.
Dub the words in. Yeah, I mean, it's the same old, same old. And again, I have no answers, folks. I know I get paid the big bucks to deduce what's wrong with the New York Rangers, and they just fall short. Last night, again, an abysmal officiating. I mean, the Rangers have such a small margin for error, and these calls that go against them. I don't know how Tortorella even maintains his cool on the bench. It's that they're killing us out there. They are killing us. And it's the same old story with the third period late flurry. And they can't get it done. The puck just doesn't find itself in the net. The sky's getting opportunities. Empty nets. Can't put it in. Deflection. Girardi stick. It goes in. These goals. And everybody's pointing the blame finger. And it's getting frustrating. It really is getting frustrating. It's just got to be able to score. What is it going to take? I mean, other than these afternoon matinee blowouts where we blow out some, team, when do they win at night? Are we going to win at night anymore? Is that ever going to happen?
Are we going to win at home? Are we going to win anywhere? Are we going to win, period? Except the Caps?
Exactly.
Telling you, what we say the other night, favorable schedule down the stretch would be 15 games at the Verizon Center.
Caps stink. Somebody's going to have to start free-falling up top because the Rangers. Now,
I'm also going to say, we take it for granted, but this team is so banged up. I mean, without Gabrick, and I know a lot of you guys were down on Gabrick, but without him in the lineup, without Stahl in the lineup, you know, these are two blue chip players here. But still, it's again, they're in the game, and you think they got a chance to win, and it just doesn't happen. I thought Ryan Miller played a good game last night. You know, I can see losing to Ryan Miller because he is a top-notch goaltender. But, you know, when it's the Chris Masons of the world and, you know, the other bums that we have to watch play like Jacques Plante, as one of, I think, Rock said, you know, it gets to be tough.
And you know what? Ryan Miller or no Ryan Miller, they had their chances last night. I mean, they had their chances. Zuccarello, wasn't Miller laying down on his stomach in the crease, and Zuccarello shoots it right into his glove? A little loft on the puck there, the diminutive forward. I mean, they had their chances last night. I mean, Miller was good, but they had their chances.
And, you know, Doobie decides to pick it up in the third period and take control. But, you know, the blame finger, you know, I want to just talk a little bit about the blame finger the Ranger fans are pointing at. You know, you didn't like, in the beginning of the season, we all wanted Redden gone. He was the problem. Okay, he's gone, so banished. Then we had Roosevelt. He stinks. Get him off the team. Well, you got him off the team. Drury, he stinks. Well, due to injury, he's off the team. Oh, Delzato can't play, blah, blah, blah. Get him off the team. Oh, Gabrick slumping. He shouldn't I don't care if he's hurt. He wasn't producing anyway. Everybody's off the team that the Ranger fans wanted, the finger pointers, and they're still losing. So who now? Now they're coming after Dubinsky. They're coming after Torts. Again, a month ago, Jack Adams. Now, I can't even think of a new John Adams now. I don't know. Ansel Adams. I don't know.
But, Wednesday Adams.
Wednesday Adams. Now he's a terrible coach. Before he was great. I'm sick and tired of the Ranger fans acting like spoiled little children. And I'm not talking about, I always have to say this, but I'm not talking about the people who listen to this show and follow this show. We all know they're diehards. They all, we love the team. We root for the sweater. We bleed blue. But there's people out there that act like petulant little children every time the Rangers lose. There's one guy sitting on the boards, it's like, you know, it's such a euphoria when we win, and then it's like a nuclear winter when we start losing. People start to, there's an idiot out there talking about maybe we should play for a higher draft pick. I mean, are you kidding me? We're in a playoff spot. I'm not tanking. Who are these tanking wizards out there? They're morons. God. So, I'm frustrated, folks. I'm just as frustrated as you are. The insurmountable one-goal deficit. It just doesn't seem they can score first at home. If I had to blame John Tortorella about that, that would be my only criticism, is, dude, if you're going to teach these guys to score in the first period and early. Set the tone. Madison Square Garden needs to be charged right away, and then it's kinetic. It starts to explode after a while. But you get down early, 1-0, and everybody goes into okay, here we go again mode. And I saw on Karp's blog, and, you know, I respect Rick Carpinello, and he's saying that Henrik has to be better. And I don't know if I agree with that. I'm half and half on it. What's better? I mean, giving up no goals? He's got to shut out every opponent in order to win? I mean, he got to score. He's doing his job. I mean, he did give up 3 goals on 20-odd shots last night. None of them, which I thought were his fault. I don't know. It just seems there's bad breaks, there's bad officiating. there's penalties that are killing them from these referees. And I got a feeling that John Tortorella, the more he speaks up against the referees, the more we're going to get jobbed. So you can't win for losing out here, Jim.
You know what? I'm going to agree with Karp. I do think Henrik's got to be a little bit better.
Really?
Sure. I think he's got to be a little bit better. When was the last time, they're in a scoring slump. He's an elite goaltender. Some nights he needs to be. When was the last game that the Rangers won where you said Hank stole that one? Hank won that game for the Rangers. We need a couple of those.
It's been a while.
That's what they pay him for. You know, if he's an elite goaltender, that's what elite goaltenders do. Elite goaltenders, that's what they do. And I don't think he's been elite. He's been very good most of the year. He's been rotten a few times.
You're pointing the blame finger at Lundqvist.
No.
You want Chase Johnson in there?
Yes. Well, no, I'm blaming Cam Talbot for the whole thing. I mean, screw you, Cam Talbot. I'm so glad you're gone and you can stop being a crutch to this goddamn team. You're a bum, Talbot. I'm so glad he's gone. Useless. What did he do for them?
I didn't even see him last night.
Exactly.
He's invisible.
It's like he's not on the ice. But, I would agree with that. They're not playing well. We know it. You know it. I know it. Bob Dole knows it. The American people know it. And he's just going to have to put them on his back. You know, he's the elite goaltender. He's the superstar. He's got to put them on his back, and he's got to do it. He's got to get it done. It's been a while since we had a couple of those games. We saw him do it for an entire playoff series against the Capitals. I mean, we were an inch away from winning that series solely because of him. So we know he can do it, and now they need him to do it. If they want to make the playoffs, if they want to see if they can get in and make a little noise, then it's got to start with him.
The thing is, under Rennie, the Rangers used to sit around their own zone and they used to be like a puck shoot for the other team. And he played great. He would steal a lot of games. Go back to that Capitals series. I mean, they were utterly dominating that. He needs to play like that now, regardless of the team in front of him. I understand. I'm not looking for this. I'm not blaming this losing streak, but in order to win, he's going to play out of his head.
Right. Here's another way of putting it. When was the last game the Rangers played where you said Henrik Lundqvist was the best player on the ice tonight? And again, I'm not blaming Henrik Lundqvist. Not at all. This team's got far bigger problems than Henrik Lundqvist, than the difference between him being very good and elite. But I think he needs to. This is his time. This is what he gets paid for. And I think we need to see him put this team on his back for a couple of games in a row until, for God's sake, somebody can score more than a goal.
Yes. There's a lot wrong, and it's frustrating, and we're all, again, you know, pointing the fickle finger of fate at anybody. And, you know, it's I don't know what it is. I still don't know. It's breaks here and there. There's pucks. The finish is not there when they have wide-open nets. When it does happen, at times in the game, they look like they're dominating, and then there's little letdowns in the game, and it changes the whole focus when they're down. I mean, I don't know when the last time they had a 3-goal lead. I mean, not like some of these games where it's 6-0. This in a competitive game where they have a 2-goal lead, or you know, Buffalo did not look better than the Rangers. Can anybody say that watching that game? They were impressed by Buffalo? I mean, I didn't think Buffalo played that well. I thought the Rangers played just as good, or if not better, for most of that game. But these little isolated incidents, it's in the back of the net. It's in the net. I know. I thought Sauer played really well. McDonough played well. Girardi was, he was okay. And I this was something else Cart mentioned, but I wanted to talk about it. I've been kind of alluding to it in the last couple shows. But Vinny Fossil, I don't know. He looks slow out there. I mean, he looks like he's got shit in his pants. He really does.
At his age, he might.
He's got shit in his hockey pants. Wasn't he the guy that made that buffoon move with the where he swipes the puck at the point? I think it was him. Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think Vinny. So, and then he got benched by Tortorella too in that game. That must take a lot, you know, since they go way back. But
yeah, they're old buds.
Yeah, they're old buds, and so it's, you know, there's a lot of guys that just, and again, I know he's a fan favorite. I can't touch him. He's, he's everybody's little favorite little player, but Matt Zuccarello, 17 games without a goal. 17 games.
The clock keeps ticking on Matt Zuccarello for you, huh?
Yep. I don't care, guys. I know he makes plays. You can't go 17 games. You know what he is? He's a glorified John Chabot. That's what he is right now. They get like 25 assists and one goal. Look up John Chabot's stats. You'll see what I mean. Detroit Red Wings. So, I don't know. He's okay. I like him. I always feel like I've got to defend my... But I like Matsu. I don't want to be on him. But come on, 17 games? When are you people going to point the finger at him?
Yes.
Oh, he's young. He's young.
John Chabot scored 14 goals with the Penguins in 1986.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But he only had 16 goals his last three seasons in the NHL.
He have a lot of assists?
He hit the 40s a couple of times.
What was his Detroit stats? He had like a big year with them.
No, well, his first year with that, I'm sorry, 87, he was 13 of 44. 13 goals, 44 assists. That was his career year. And then he was hurt the following year. He only had 12 points. Then he bounced back 49 points. And then the last year of his career, he had 10.
Only on this show. And I can guarantee nowhere in the world people are reeling off John Chabot's stats.
John Chabot, we salute you.
Next week on the show, John Chabot.
John Chabot. And Stan from Bayside thought Norm MacIver was obscure.
Yes.
He's gone into hiding again on me, by the way.
Oh, Stan?
No, Norm MacIver.
That's what Stan did. Stan, I'm surprised. Stan is like us. He's a veteran. I love the nicknames now for Zuccarello coming up. Mary Lou Zuccarello. Dorothy Zuccarello. Wow. You guys joining me on this? Put the puck in the net.
Zucca Smello. Zucca No Goal. Zucca Golno. Jeez.
Zucca Golno. Frodo who gets no goals.
The Frodo from No Goal.
Dick D said it. F assists. I don't care. Somebody score on this goddamn team.
Speaking of this team, that's why we're here.
I know. Sorry.
Have you ever seen a team that misses the net more than this one?
No.
I don't know if that stat exists somewhere. I'm sure if it does, somebody will have it in the chat room in a few minutes. This team's got to miss the net more than anybody. And I'm not just talking about missing the net from the point. I mean, this team, they can miss the net from the crease. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I've never seen a team miss the net with, what did JD used to call it? Miss the netitis, right? I've never seen a team that misses the net with a case of miss the netitis like this one has. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Sean Avery's got to be he's the leader in that. I mean, Avery, shots from Sean Avery, look out. You're liable to kill somebody with one of his shots because it ain't going nowhere near the net. Wind up in the 12th row with his shots. I mean, it's Zucca Blolo.
I mean, now I feel bad because I like Max. I don't want him to get down to that we start making nicknames. But I'm just score a goal, you midget. That's all I'm saying.
And we have a Norwegian contingent that follows the site and the show, and we salute you.
We salute you, Norway, but get your boy to score. 17 games? 17 games! That's almost one-fourth of a season. And I understand the wonderful shootout goals. So, I don't know. It's just the frustration. Well, we're all frustrated. We're all befuddled. We're all bemused. And I can't take it. You got people that inconsolable, Jim. Eva has taken Ava, depending on which country you're from, has taken down her Facebook picture because she's so distraught over her New York Rangers. Claude has stopped eating pizza because of the New York Rangers, her husband. Walker, New York Ranger, is not feeding his cat anymore until the Rangers win.
Cutter stopped playing NHL 2K7 because of this.
Hi, C!
Cutter's back to Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel.
Make the pass. Make the pass. Score!
Hi, C! Has blown up his own meth lab. Protest. On purpose, not accidentally, like the last time. Frosty has stopped watching Hell's Kitchen. It's gotten so bad. Oh God!
For those of you listening in Norway, our Norwegian contingent, sitten mål would be how you say 17 games without a goal. Just in case they couldn't understand the translation. Sitten Kamper Utenmal. Excuse me. I had to pronounce the phrase wrong. Sitten Kamper Utenmal. 17 games without a goal for the Frodo from Modo.
Wow, so. Slang! I said, and said no more sexy for him since this happened to his Rangers. I mean, there's a lot of people who are just distraught, guys. I don't know what to do.
We're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
Heisty just said he's so distraught he's down to 4 joints a night.
Wow. He's cutting back. When he gets lucid, you better watch out.
You know, now they're starting to talk about the old, because we talked about Blades of Steel. They're talking about the old hockey games. Do you remember I guess it was just called ice hockey or whatever. You remember the Nintendo one where you had to choose your player and you could either have a skinny guy who was fast or the big guy who could check? Do you remember those? You remember that game from Nintendo? Well, I got my wife a Wii for Christmas, and you could actually go on their marketplace or whatever and download that game to play it on the Wii. I'm going to have to do it one of these days. You can get Blades of Steel, too.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of those emulated on my computer. I actually bought the they have for PlayStation 2, which I still have hanging around, although I have the latest and greatest. But I have the old Intellivision games, you know, way back.
Yeah.
The hockey and the baseball, and you know, we played that. Howie Sussman brought up the ice hockey on the Atari 2600, which was the worst game ever invented. It was 2-on-2, and all you could do was trip the guy. And it went like this:
Oh, well, that was the Activision one.
Right.
That was Activision. Yeah, and it kind of made like a sound when they checked the guy. And
yeah.
His legs got like all bent out of shape. The only thing I liked about it is that one of the teams was red and blue. You know, they were in Ranger colors. That was the only thing I liked about that game. But yeah, that was Activision.
And they would scare me. 2-on-2. Who plays hockey 2-on-2? Come on.
Anyway.
So, all right. So we just memory lane.
Yeah.
So what else is going on over there at the Blue Shirt Banner?
Newman sent me a message, but I can't find a link. Maybe somebody else heard this because he said that he didn't have – supposedly in the Bergen Record today, somebody asked Tortorella about how many games Lundqvist was going to play the rest of the season. And, you know, they mentioned that Sather said Lundqvist could play them all except for maybe one or two. And apparently Tortorella made a comment, who's coaching this team?
Whoa!
I see the link. I can't find it. I was looking on the Bergen Record website. I couldn't find it. I didn't see it on Ranger Rants. If anybody else saw it and they got a link or something, send it to me, and we'd love to take a look. So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes if anybody can find it. Are you ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, sure. Let's get them in, baby.
Okay. First off, we have the man who was throwing dirt on the Rangers last night on Twitter. Rock, are you there?
Yes, I am, gentlemen.
He buried the Rangers last night. Rest in peace, he said.
You know, anyway, good evening, gentlemen. I'll be honest with you. I had tickets to the game last night, and I talked to my friend. I said, what do you want to do? And the night before, after they lost to Tampa, I saw they had a game. They have a game last night, have a game tomorrow night, and they have a game Sunday. I said, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to save Tuesday night's game. If they happen to get Richards or they make a significant transaction, I want to go to the game. When they did nothing, I said, I really don't feel like going. Because I didn't have a good feeling about the game. Especially the fact that Buffalo's been so hot and Brad Boyes and all the other good stuff going on with Buffalo. But I sold the tickets. I didn't go. And I stayed home. I watched some of it. And when they got down by 3 goals, this team cannot afford to get down by 3 goals or by 2 goals.
Or by 1 goal.
They just, they were down 2-0. They get they fight and claw their way back, and then they fall behind by 2 goals again. And you know this team can't afford to give up 3 goals a game. They can't. Lundqvist, I mean. I'm not going to stand here and criticize Lundqvist because he's done a lot of good things for this team. He's carried them on a lot of nights. But, you know, Jimmy made a great point. I mean, I think the last game where Lundqvist, I can honestly say, Lundqvist stood on his head and they won a game was probably the Vancouver game. I mean, that's the last game I can think of that I could honestly say, oh, wow, you know, Lundqvist stole this game for us. Yeah, I can't think of another game recently.
How dare you, Rock, throw dirt on this team?
You know what it is? Honestly, it's in my mind.
I'm not done with you. No, hold on. I never thought you were one of those negative Nellies, those fair-weather fancy boys. We're in the trenches here. We must rally. We've got injuries up the wazoo.
I agree with you, but this is what kills me with this team, is the second this team starts getting some respect around the NHL, and people start standing up and finally taking notice on how well the Rangers have become, and they're no longer the laughing stock of hockey, well, really the Islanders are, but they're no longer one of the teams where everyone kind of pushes to the side and go, oh, well, that's a typical Rangers, you know, they bring in the high-priced players. You know, they don't work hard. They have a bunch of fat cats, and basically they're there to collect a paycheck. When they finally have a team that works hard and they finally grow some kind of respectability, they fall on their faces. And, you know, it's not from a lack of effort. And like I said, and my reasoning for pouring dirt on them was more of just an emotional outburst for the present moment. But it's also – it was the first time – this season where I really felt that this team might not make the playoffs. And it's my own maybe mental psychology thing that, well, you know what? If they don't make
oh,
the playoffs, I won't be disappointed.
Right. If you're not a team and you're not it, the root your range is off, I'm
Uh-oh.
Throwing you out of the fans army. Get out.
Couple of bits of information here. Dig Deep just put in the chat room that Michael Delzato was slashed on the wrist tonight during the Whale game, hasn't returned. And apparently Jeremy Williams got taken off on the on a stretcher.
Wow.
And Emlich, as usual, he comes through. He gave me a tweet from Andrew Gross that said, Tort's response when asked about Sather saying Lundqvist would play all but one or two games is Glenn coaching.
That was a joke. He was laughing when he said that.
That was a joke?
It was a joke. If you go on Jesse Spector's blog, he has the video from that, and he was laughing when he said it. He was kind of, you know, joking around with the media. It wasn't a serious I went back and I looked at that, and I just thought it was funny, but he kind of said it. He was smiling and he was laughing when he said it. So it wasn't really as big of a deal as the media made it out to be. So,
are you saying the media blew something out of proportion?
Oh, no, never. Never. It's never the case, right?
Listen, maybe when you joke about stuff around, it might be a little hidden truth to there.
Well, listen, I guess what they say, half of every joke is the truth.
Was it in the post game?
It was, I think it was in the pregame
video
from yesterday. It was in the pregame video from yesterday. So if you go onto the Daily News blog.
Yeah, I'm on there now, but I
you
oh, okay.
Pull it
oh,
up.
Here we go. All right, so it's in the pregame meeting? All right, well, I can pull the audio, and we'll have it in a little while.
Yeah. What I wanted to bring up with you guys is I made a comment. I wrote a little piece this morning because I was very annoyed last night. I didn't really sleep that great. I got up this morning, and I wrote a little piece for the fan post. And the guy, I mean, listen, Zuccarello, Eddie, I'm with you. He needs to score. I'm not disputing him. 17 games, you know, enough's enough. Let's start putting the puck in the net. I'm with you. I'm with you with Zuccarello. The guy
All
that
right,
I want.
I might put you back in my army. Keep going.
The guy I want to focus on a little bit is Brandon Dubinsky. Three guys last night didn't have a shot on goal. Brandon Prust, Michael Sauer, and Brandon Dubinsky were the only three guys who did not have a shot on goal.
Brandon Dustinsky. Stinksky.
Two goals. Since he's been hurt, since he's come back from his injury,
this is the guy who
called
him Brandon do nothing for a year.
Now, he's
Brandon
our leading goal scorer. Exactly. Get some point. I mean, I'm not criticizing, and I don't want to turn this into a I'm not bashing Dubinsky. I think he has the heart of a lion. He sometimes goes over the top. He takes some silly, stupid penalties sometimes. I'll never question his effort. However, 19 goals, he's only had two goals since he's come back from his injury, both in Ranger losses. Rangers haven't won that much, but my point is that if this team is going to forge forward, and he is now their best player without Gabrick in this lineup, they need more from him. They need him to score consistently. And now this guy was going to probably bitch and moan over the offseason and want $4 million, you know, I mean, I'm reluctant to start handing out big contracts to these guys until I can really see that they're going to put up some serious numbers. The Rangers have a very interesting offseason coming up because they have a lot of restricted free agents, and their three forwards, their main three guys, Anisimov, Callahan, and Dubinsky, to me, haven't shown me enough to warrant a 5-6 year contract over $4 million a year. And this is what these guys are going to be looking to make. So my guy right now, the guy I want to see come out and start playing and proving that he's worth $4 million a year is Dubinsky.
Well,
need more from him.
My esteemed colleague last week brought it up that he's an inconsistent player. I got a feeling this is it. This is his modus operandi. That he's going to be an inconsistent player with the goals. And, you're exactly correct about hesitant to sign these guys with the money they're going to be asking. Because sometimes he looks dopey out. He looks lost. He looks disinterested in the game.
And then in the third period,
Brandon Dolfinsky.
And the thing, sometimes he does, then he tries to go coast to coast and go through the whole team.
Right.
And all he winds up doing is causing a turnover. So, I mean, he had a great start, and he did the same thing last year. He had a great start to the season, and he kind of fizzled off, and he started coming alive towards the end of the year again. So, you know, I'll pass judgment on Dubinsky completely when the season is over. But my other point I wanted to bring up, the Rangers team itself was the best when they had two Houghton goal scorers. When this team had Shanahan and when this team had Jágr, that's when this team was at its best. Because you had two offensive threats, and I brought this up last week, and I don't want to reiterate, but I want to just bring this up. But when the team was at its best, it had two snipers. Would you agree? That when the best team, these 2 years they did the best, was when they had Shanahan and Jágr.
Yeah. Totally. I would completely agree with that.
Okay.
Shanahan had, you know, he wasn't what he was, but you need to have two guys who could put the puck in the net. You know that. I mean, guys who can get 30, 40 goals. In order to be a good team, that's what you need. But we don't have that.
And now
you're right. It's becoming apparent. And, you know, again, I got to preface because you get all this hate mail and all this stuff of saying anything bad about Ryan Callahan. Ryan Callahan is not a goal scorer. It's not going to be. He does everything great, you know. Mm-hmm. And Dubinsky's inconsistency is showing. And so now where does that drop them? If they're our first line, you know, or first and a half line, mm-hmm. him and Isimov and Callahan, that's really not a first line, right? I mean, and then the second line, what do you got? Stepan, Wolski, and Zuccarello?
Zuccarello.
Well, he has scored 17 goals in 17 games. Stepan's more of an assist man.
Let's see, where would this team be this year, guys, without Stefan, Boyle, and even Brandon Prust? Did you see Brandon Prust's stats this season? He has 25 points, four shorthanded goals. I mean, we had him written off this team. Some of us had him not even in the starting lineup to start the season. I mean, where would we be without Brandon Prust and Brian Boyle this season?
We've gotten production out of the guys nobody expected, and the guys we expect have done nothing.
Well,
exactly.
I wouldn't say nothing, but not much.
Nothing, but not much.
Is Fedotenko the answer to this team? It's amazing how well the team plays when he's in the lineup.
I don't even think.
Seemingly, anyway. I mean, the record speaks for itself, but
I don't know.
You got Sean Avery. He doesn't play the power play.
He has two goals this year. I definitely expected more goals out of him this year, too. Two goals. I mean, granted, they're nice. He plays 4 minutes.
Right.
But, I mean, two goals. I mean, you would have thought you would get something more out of him this year than just two goals.
And although Christensen scored in the last couple of games, I kind of feel embarrassed that he's our first-line center on the power play.
Huh.
Because he's a retread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta have a
He's a journeyman.
Yeah. You got to have somebody that's impressive. I know because of the cap situation and they haven't been able to cut salary. We've had to pick up these bottom. But it's a little bit embarrassing. I mean, it's no wonder we can't score on the power play. We really have no premium guys, and I know that Boyle's up there with power play points per minute and all that, but to me, Brian Boyle's not exactly a playmaking center, if you know what I mean.
No,
I know
he's more
goals.
Of a shooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm saying, Emily said Brad Richards doesn't solve our finish problems either. The thing with Richards is that, and like I emphasized this last week, he makes – one thing about him is he makes players around him better. If you go on and look at the stats and his line mates and what they've done this year, he's just an all-around, he does so many things well. And players like that don't come around that often. And the Rangers are still looking for a number one center. And if he's not out there, I don't know. Then you're going into next season with basically the same exact lineup. because this free agent group this summer coming up is extremely weak. And, you know, you're looking at another season of Christensen. You're looking at another season of basically the same lineup minus some of these older guys. And what I wanted to also bring up, did you guys notice the Drury won't be back? And he didn't emphasize Drury will not be back this season. He said Drury will not be back, end quote.
Yeah, like he's going to be a pizza maker, won't be back.
I mean, Drury might want to go the way of Pavel Bure, and maybe his knee's just not good enough to come back.
Please.
I mean, can we dream?
I mean, you know.
It's been real. Take it easy. In the words of the immortal Randall Graves, you'll be missed.
I mean, I don't wish an injury that hurts him in life. You know, like, I hope his knees are okay in life, but if it keeps him out of hockey, please, I want a degenerative knee disease. Come back to hockey.
As long as he can stand in front of those ovens.
Yeah.
One last thing, though. For everyone who's saying that Richards is asking for an 8-year contract, if it's on my understanding that because of the whole incident with Kovalchuk, no contract can be more than 5 years in length as a free agent now.
Really?
So I'm almost positive that was a stipulation that they had to go in and amend and ratify the collective bargaining agreement, and that was a rule that they had passed because of the stupid contract that Devils gave to Kovalchuk. And I could be dead wrong, but I'm almost sure that I heard them say that now no contract can be longer than 5 years until they renegotiate.
Jumping all over the internet, Rock.
Mandar is now challenging you, so you'll have to report to Chief Petty Officer Mandar for that.
I just wanted to say ratified that.
Get back to the Army.
All right, Rock, you're going to get another call, buddy.
We'll talk to you
next time.
Take care, later.
All right. All right, keep the phone calls going. 646-478-4692 is the number. I have Eva is going to be calling in about the viewing party. Eva, send me a message with your phone number again so I can bring you on, please, because I don't remember. You told me before, but I don't remember what it was. So if you could give me that again, I would appreciate it. I think I know which one is you here on the switchboard, but if you could clue me in, I would appreciate it. We got our viewing party coming up March 26th, and also we've got the Phoenix viewing party coming up this Friday night at the Ice House Tavern. Looks like we're going to have between 5 and 10 people there. Should be a good time.
Nice.
Yeah, should be fun. It'll be nice to not watch a game by myself, which is what I usually do. So without further ado, here's Eva. Eva, good evening. How are you?
Oh, God.
That's how you come on. Oh, God.
That's it? Eva?
Yeah?
Are you all right? Are you...
What?
Are you waiting tables? Why, is this show going on here?
Oops, sorry.
First thing you said,
I didn't even know I was on. I'm sorry.
Good evening, Eva.
What?
Is there some sexual proclivity in the Simos house going on while we're on this phone call or something?
No.
Oh, okay. You just sound awful preoccupied.
Oh, no, I was distracted. I'm sorry.
Well, that's why I preoccupied and distracted are the same thing.
I was downstairs. Now I'm upstairs.
Okay. You're off to a flying start.
Okay.
So you were at the Molly Wee.
Yes. Claude and I went into New York City today to meet some Ranger fans that came up from Florida, Facebook friends.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, nice. It's Greg Jackow from Florida and Betty Richmond.
I talked to Greg. I think Greg lives over on the west coast of Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's over in Fort Myers.
Right.
Yeah. So he had made a trip out of coming up to see the Rangers and the Knicks. So last night we're watching the game, like, please win this for Greg, please. And I'm like, shit, they lost. I know.
Exactly. That's the worst.
So we hung out with them, and Bruce Cohen met us over there. So, we decided to just...
The controversial Bruce Cohen.
What was that?
Yeah, I called him the controversial Bruce Cohen.
Oh, okay.
Bruce has got some crazy ideas about the Rangers. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. So, I know. He was telling me the crazy ideas.
So what about Molly Weiss?
All right,
is it a dump? What is it?
No, it's really nice. It's really nice. I said to Claude, let's go in there and find out what's going on.
Is it too nice for us?
So I found the manager.
Alicia,
yes. I spoke to her. I kind of explained to her what was going on, kind of to refresh her memory. So she's like, yeah. She's like, it should be fine. I said, we have 35 people coming so far for March 26th. And I asked her if she had free Wi-Fi. She said, yes, we do. So we found a good spot for you guys to set up for the radio show.
Awesome, mate.
And confirmed the time at 11 o'clock. I think that's the time that they open.
Yes.
So she said, should be fine. She was kind of scoping out the place where she would put 35 people. Wow. But it's nice. It was nicely decorated for St. Patrick's Day. And we took some pictures. We sent them over to Jim. And I think we have approval.
Nice. Yeah. Well, cool. Saw the pictures.
Your beloved in the chat room is saying that this Alicia is hot.
What beloved? Avery Rules?
Yeah.
He might have had too many drinks, dudes. I don't know. I don't know what define hot.
So blonde, he said.
Oh, okay. It might have been the Irish accent that got to him. I don't know.
Oh, he said, and now he's claiming he had some kind of fantasy. I don't know. You're going to have to deal with. He's a mess that you have to deal with, let's face it.
Well, it's hard for me to tell in this picture he sent me. I mean, she doesn't look. She's not a fan.
I mean, really.
All right. Well, T-minus 24, you guys tell me what you think.
It looks good.
Yeah. It's a nice place.
It looks good.
It's nice. So we're good to go. I just, I wanted to confirm face-to-face because, sometimes is, misinformation. And, we didn't know 35 people were showing up at 11 o'clock on a Saturday.
Right.
What for, She's like, we have a big screen TV. She's showing me that. She's showing me the place, so we're good.
Yeah, and we get there, and it's like, hey, the St. John's Iona game is on,
yeah.
And you see 50 people watching that game.
Exactly.
It's the NIT.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're set up for hot oil wrestling, no hockey.
Oh, that'd be all right.
What?
No. Rangers even over.
The Rangers keep losing.
Oh, no. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Have decided to shut down Sidney Crosby for the rest of the regular season and most likely the first round of the playoffs. Wow!
That's from Incarcerated Bob.
That is breaking news.
Wow, there'll be no more crying. Oh, the Penguin fans will be crying now, though.
There you go.
Interesting.
No Malkin and no Crosby?
Woo! Woo!
What
are they going to do now?
Probably not get past the first round.
There you go.
But who knows? We've seen what. So the place is nice.
Yep.
Do they have a dinner menu or they have just like bar food?
No, they have a good menu. I've checked it out online and we've had some of their food there. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
But it was nice to see the place
not
overly packed. So you can kind of get a feel of the place. They have a nice bar, well stocked. I scoped everything out, so we're good to go.
You did so good. That's great that you did that. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, March 26th, Molly Weiss,
mm-hmm.
The Blue Shirt Banner viewing party. If you weren't at the last one, you missed a crazy time.
Oh yeah.
Sure, this one's going to be crazier.
Oh yeah,
and,
I'm sure.
Gonna be Rangers are gonna be taking the Bruins on that night, that afternoon, and get there early and get drunk early.
That's absolutely that's my intention.
That's a good.
Jim's gonna be
there
with me. Eva, the whole clan. We're all gonna be there. I want all of you guys in the chat room there. It's time for this army to congregate. We must form.
If the Rangers win by more than 3 goals, Costa has agreed to streak down 8th Avenue.
Ah! Oh, boy.
Ah.
Okay.
And I've already heard confirmations from Frosty and his wife, who were an absolute delight and were the hit of the party last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really were. They really were.
March 26th, be there or be square or be on my blacklist.
There you go. Everybody's got to wear their Rangers jerseys.
Yes. Even I am going to be wearing Ranger attire.
Nice.
It's me.
Very
cool. Usually say the playoffs.
All right. Should be fun.
So, I appreciate that, Eve. I know me and Jim really thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate all the help you give us when we want to put these things together. It's awesome. You're the best.
Blue Shirt Panther organizer.
Why don't you come out here and help me set up the viewing party for Friday night, you and Claude?
Oh, you're flying us out to Phoenix now?
Well, you guys, weren't you just in Vegas?
Yeah, we were.
Well, see? See? Well,
yeah.
Could have stopped on by.
We could have. We were having too much fun in Vegas.
I'll bet. Oh, you imagine these two in Vegas, Eddie?
No. They're a party couple. They're a party power couple. And that's how, actually, me and my wife are like that. We're in Vegas. That's a place, if you want to get crazy, that's the place to go to.
Yeah, sure is.
That's no secret. No secret.
So all right, guys.
All right, Eva. Well, thank you for your help with this.
Anytime.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, it's all coming together.
Yeah. People keep track in the chat room. Mario Morgado has joined us in the chat room.
Oh, nice.
Mario, if you haven't heard, Sidney Crosby has been shut down for the rest of the season and the first round of the playoffs. And I also want to make something clear here. Now, you earlier, maybe 15 minutes ago, you heard us making fun of our own players and denigrating our own players. Well, we can do that. We can make up nicknames, derogatory nicknames, in our hours of pain and misery and disgust. But we really don't mean it. Well, maybe we do, but we really don't mean it. This is where Ranger fans come. But I'll tell you, if there's anybody outside the Ranger fan lexicon who thinks that it's the Ranger fans, they're so critical. If you came to us with, speaking of critical, I haven't seen him in a while. But anyway, critical. We can get critical of our players, but if anybody else comes at us and says our guys stink, you get a punch in your banana. So we're allowed to make fun of our own guys. They're like family. You make fun of them when they're struggling. Just like in my family. When you're struggling, you kick them. That's how you get them to do better.
That's right.
That's the way I was taught. Tough love.
Tough love.
None of that, playing soccer and not keeping score. That's not how it works in my army. My Ranger, me and Jim's Blue Shirt Band army, you gotta attack your own. Makes it tougher.
Yeah, we still don't have that sound clip of yours. This is war!
Yes, this is war. You understand, people? We're seventh in this race. We're not outside looking in. So get behind your Rangers. Give me this. I'm throwing dirt on the team. It's over, buddy. Gentlemen, it's over. I don't want to hear it anymore. And Robbie Guy Lombardo is going to be there.
That's what I hear. And Phoenix Ranger has joined us in the chat room. It's Nick. He's going to be there on Friday night. So that's going to be a lot of fun. All right. You ready to get back to the phones? What do you want to do? Phones. All right. How about, let's see. Next up, 631-447. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Just a little side note on the, Sidney Crosby and Malkin thing. How many games you think Bettman's going to throw him, as a consolation?
How many games?
how can we pull it in their favor? You don't want him slipping too far down the pole.
Well, yeah. who is this, by the way?
This is Mike.
Oh, okay.
Mike from Boltsville.
But you know what, Mike? If you think about it, if you know, yeah, you gotta think. Well, now they're gonna, you know, every ref is gonna be in Pittsburgh's favor. But if Pittsburgh wins without Crosby and Malcolm, what does that really do for Bettman?
Yeah.
I mean, he's all about Crosby and, you know, his puss and his face all over, you know, everything. So
bitch lips.
Yeah. So anyway, I digress a bit. I just want to talk to you guys. What do you think about this new philosophy that Brian McCabe brings to the team that Tortorella and Sullivan didn't know about, shooting the puck on the power play? I was amazed by this last night.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're absolutely right. And the other thing that amazes me about McCabe is that when he is on that blue line, the puck doesn't get past him.
No.
There's no, you know, if the puck is moved back to the blue line, he gets it. He doesn't have to go chase it and pick it up from Henrik Lundqvist behind his own net.
Yeah.
He gets the puck. He actually stops the puck at the blue line. It's great. Emily said it the other night. He said, you know, he walks the line. That's absolutely what he does. I mean, he's great at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the power play, even though the results haven't been there, the power play has been much better, I think, steadier the last two games than it has been.
Absolutely. Last night, I thought it was like looking at a completely different team. I mean, he attempted, I read in the paper this morning, I didn't even realize, he attempted 11 shots last night, they said. Six of them got the 11 shots. I was, you know, starstruck by it.
Yeah, he looked good, and he also looked good dishing the puck off to the forwards or open. Do you remember that one on the one-timer to Prosper, which I thought Prosper made a bad decision taking that one-timer? He doesn't have that kind of shot.
He doesn't have the power for it, yeah.
Right, and I just thought that he was able to make passes to the forwards that I haven't seen any Ranger defenseman in the last 2 years been able to do.
Oh, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So he looked good. I mean, he looked
good.
And
the attention that he drew, I mean, you know, if this is something consistent where he could post up those shots, that's going to leave us open down, you know, way down low, which is exactly where we spend most of our game anyway, so.
No, I think that's a really good point because, you know, since he's attempting so many shots, they're going to say, okay, well, they got McCabe now. He's the guy you got to get out and get out to. If he can make that pass, then you got even more of an advantage down low. So far, so good.
Yeah.
You got to credit the Rangers for getting him. I mean, everybody's wondering about a big deal at the trading deadline. I mean, I know that one happened a little before that, but that's still a good deal. You know?
That was a good one, yeah. And I do have to say, I keyed in. I listened, I guess it was the other night, not last night, because you guys didn't have the show. But the thing about Zuccarello and how long are we going to let this guy go without putting up a goal? I mean, that, you know, I'm starting to get frustrated now.
I mean,
Schutz and Maul. Bork, bork, bork. 17 games without a goal.
I guess that's Norwegian for 17. Yeah. Listen, you got to love the guy. I mean, you got to love him. I mean, but bottom line is production. I mean, that's what the Rangers are losing one by one goal. If he can get a goal in a couple of those games, they're ties or they're wins. So I have to, you know, I have to be objective. I love the guy. I think he hustles. But bottom line is, there's not many guys on this team that could go 17 games without a goal and not get any criticism from anybody.
Yep, he flew under the radar, and you couldn't have said it better the other night.
You know, so, you know. And I thought usually when I say something like that, the guy goes off. And he did have some chances in that game, but he couldn't put the puck in.
Especially towards that one towards the end, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we just got to cross our fingers right now. I don't know. Hopefully they find a winning streak at the end that gets them in the playoffs.
I was saying before, I don't know if I could take it, though, if it comes down to something like a shootout, that last game. I don't know if, you know, if my heart could take 2 years in a row like that.
me and you both. I can tell you that. See, Rock, this is Mike is the type of guy that I want on in my army. Not you, Rock. Who comes on here and tells me it's all over and the season's over. I don't want to hear that.
Well, I'll be there the 26th to see you guys, so.
Oh, that's going to be great. That'll be awesome.
Oh, good. Good.
Yep,
yeah.
I'll be there. Yeah, I'm bringing a couple guys with me. So, you know, we'll have a couple
guys
in the army.
Bring a couple of girls.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's the problem is finding some, you know, some girls who like hockey. So I'm out on Long Island, so, you know, it's a lot more Islander fans over here. But I'll see if I can convert a few.
I got to tell you, you're right near me. You're in Holtzville. I'm in Ronkonkoma.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I was up. I was actually up there in Farmingville today at that Moeller's.
The Hero Place. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Hero Place. Yeah.
Yep.
I had a tuna hero. Cost me $8. Isn't that too much for a hero?
Yeah, well, everything is like that, you know? You can't get a sub anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. It's Food Talk with Eddie and Mike.
All right, well, Mike, we look forward to meeting you on the 26th and call us back again.
Good chatting with you guys. All right.
All right, take it easy, Mike.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Mike from Holtzville. All right, the number if you want to call in is 646-478-4692. We got about an hour to go. Would you believe Al Montoya is shutting out the Wild tonight?
Is it going to be his second shout-out since he's been brought up?
I think so. Well, I mean, he's got a ways to go in the third period, but it's 4-0 Islanders. It's great. So the Islanders will beat him 5-6-0, and then tomorrow night, you know, we'll have to win in a shootout 2-1 or something if we're lucky. Devils 1-1 with the Lightning in the third period, and Pittsburgh and Toronto 2-2 in the third period. And that is your out-of-town scoreboard.
Robbie brought up a good point in chat. Although I completely hate the Islanders and I will never give them any respect, they really kind of have kind of hung in there after not – I mean, they're still an abomination to hockey, but I really thought they would tank after the, you know – I mean, after the All-Star break, basically, you know, they're playing for nothing. But it's a good because I don't want them to get high draft picks, so – it all works out with the Islanders' little resurgence.
The great Blake Como has 2 goals tonight.
Oh.
It's been a few fights in that game, it looks like. I'm just looking at the box score. It looks like Konopka and Staubitz went at it, and Clutterbuck got an instigator, and Konopka and who else? I guess Konopka and maybe Clutterbuck went at it earlier in the game. There's been some fights and some misconducts. Those scrappy Islanders.
Oh, yeah. They're coming up. Oh, I'll tell you, though. I have a couple of friends that are Islander fans. Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. And they're all giddy. I have one of my friends that they're making the playoffs next year. I said, yeah? Okay. We'll see. We'll see you on that. Meanwhile, he's being chased with men with nets. Can't do that anymore. Chase people with nets when you're crazy. I think it's an outdated reference. But then again, that's what I'm all about, is outdated reference.
Right. Very nostalgic show we do here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Robbie, what's going on?
I got some breaking news of my own.
What's that?
Newman said that if the Rangers shut out the Bruins on the 26th, that he'll streak and get his back waxed.
Great. Yeah, I saw that. After I made that joke about Costa, the whole chat room turned into a whole male nudity thing.
I don't. Newman, I can't trust his word. Costa, I trust his word. Newman, I can't trust him.
But I do hear that girl at the place is kind of attractive.
Yeah, supposedly there's a picture, Alicia.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell from the picture. It's hard to tell from the picture. She's kind of far away, but she's not a fright.
Let me tell you guys something though. nothing is better though than a hot chick in a Gabbert jersey. You guys know what I'm saying?
Robbie, you are young and you are wise for your age. I don't think there's anything better than a woman with no clothes on, maybe a little bit of undergarments, with a hockey jersey over them. I mean, that's just – and then second, football. Hockey, then football. I find that should be the perfect lingerie for a woman. Another thing – I mean, baseball, not so much.
Well, you throw the Mets in there once in a while. But, yeah, like I said, no, you get Gabbert, she got to be in the blue seats, you know. She's good. That's
a lot of women.
So why does it have to be Gabbert?
What?
Yeah.
Why does it have to be Gabbert? Why are you being so specific here, Robbie? Who'd you see at the game the other day, or who'd you see pictures of in a Gabbert jersey?
No, I'm just saying. It could be a Rumble
what about
jersey.
What about a Leech or any Ranger jersey? What if it's a Roman Empire jersey?
Anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, any girl. But let me tell you something. We got like you said on Facebook. We got to bash Christensen much, much more because he had another goal last night.
He's garbage. Absolute garbage. Eric Christensen's terrible. Him
he
and
is,
Cam
he
Talbot.
Is. He's horrible.
The reason this whole season's gone to shit.
Yeah,
Eric
exactly.
Christensen.
What? Him and Cam Talbot? The reason?
Him and Cam Talbot represents everything that's wrong with this team right now. He's terrible.
Yeah,
absolutely
true.
Terrible.
You know that there's a player on my roller hockey team. His name is Eric Christensen. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Maybe he's moonlighting.
Yeah. But anyway, I just want to take a second. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys on the 26th, finally. So you guys, it'll be fun to see if you guys do. Hopefully the Rangers will win. But I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there. Ava, Claude, Stacey, Newman, and of course, Susu. So.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
now, Robbie, are you going to come with your dad or are you going to come solo?
I'm not sure. I guess I can tell my mom's working. She's not really into hockey, but I guess I can maybe get my dad to go. He's a Rangers fan, but not as big as I am because he's old. He saw them win the Cup in '94, and he said, you know, they put him through. I mean, not that he doesn't. It's not like he roots against him, but he said he got put through so much that when I was born, that like.
He's so old. 1994. I was watching that kid too. I went through a lot. Me and Jim have been through a lot. Mando was there. Howie Sussman was there. Wazooie was there. Rock was there. Costa was there. Suddenly Claude was there. Old? What do you want, loads?
Love you, Robbie, but you had to go after the. What was the guy? Did we have a guy call the show a long time? Like, I mean, this maybe a year ago, that he said he'd been a Ranger fan for a long time. He went all the way back to Ned. What did he said? Like, didn't he say I've been a Ranger fan for a long time? I go all the way back to Shanahan or something. I mean, it was something like really ridiculous. Like the last 5 years, you remember that? And all the guys in the chat were making fun of him.
Oh yeah.
I think we had Mandar on it that was on with us at the time. I mean, we were all right. It was something. I can't remember who we said. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it was pretty funny.
That was a classic Robbie moment. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I remember the checkmate line.
I go all the way back to Scott Gomez.
He may have said that.
I still remember where I was the day they signed Scott Gomez. All right. Robbie's back on hold listening to the show. All right, we'll bring Mandar in now. Mandar, good evening. Welcome to the program.
The more it goes, the more it stays the same, gentlemen. I'll tell you what. We're still never out of a game. We still are just a bounce or two away from turning it all around. Why would anybody jump the ship when you're in seventh in the conference? I'd rather be in seventh with guys looking up at me behind me than I am about being in ninth with a couple of games in hand. All is well. Serenity now.
Frosty.
Well, that's why you're a five-star general in my army. Are they five stars or four stars?
He got a promotion.
Give me five. But look at the way they're losing. My God, how could you jump off a ship? They're not getting blown out. They're in every freaking game. It's illogical to think that they would be out of it because they lose one goal games. It's frustrating, yes, but they're not out of it. If you're losing 5-1, 4-1, you're getting blown out every night, then yeah, jump off the ship. But this team is not a team that deserves fans jumping off of a ship now. This is not a team that didn't earn your fandom all year long when you had everybody out of the lineup and you shut out the number one team in the league at the time. Anybody who jumps now for losing a couple of really close games. Yes, it's heart-wrenching. And if you're a Ranger fan since before 2003, you're used to this. But you don't jump ship. That's just stupid.
Well, I don't think it's jumping ship, man.
No, it is. No. Stop. People are saying it's over. People are saying we're not making the playoffs now. That's jumping ship.
Rock said that. He threw dirt on his team.
And Rock's a better man than that. I know he is. It's the frustration speaking. But don't let that cloud the view of what should be right in front of your eyes. People don't understand about heartbreaking losses or whatever. I remember, I should do my Ted Kennedy. I was standing, watching in 1989 with playoff tickets in my hands for the first time ever. And freaking John McClain scored in overtime. And the tickets dropped from my hand and hit the floor as I watched the Devils make the playoffs for the first freaking time ever. That's heartbreak. Did we jump? No. When the Germans fought the Harbor, we didn't go. So stop with all this silly talk. My goodness.
CCP just said we are not making the playoffs, man. How do you respond to that?
Silliness. Go back to your communist ways. That's the communist way of thinking.
Pure
when
Bolshevik.
When they get darkest, that's the way they like it. They want to stay down that way. So you stay down there. You go ahead.
The
rest of us who've been through the wars know that this is not the lowest it's been, and it's not the lowest it's going to get. You people that were upset about losing the shootout to the Flyers, nothing. That doesn't even rank in the top 10 of heartbreaks in Ranger history, so suck it up. Enjoy 7th place while we have it. Wait to cry until we're out.
Mandar's like Khrushchev banging his shoe on the table. Here, Mandar, this is just for you.
What?
Don't mention Khrushchev.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... Get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Exactly! Stop it! Stop it! Just stop with the negative garbage. You have a team that's in a playoff spot right now. You name any of the teams that are above them right now. If they want to play the Rangers in the first round, none of them want to play us in the first round. They don't want to face the possibility of Hank getting hot. Yes, maybe he hasn't been all year long, but he's due. So stop with this garbage. We have Hank not at his top during the year. We're in the top 8 in the conference. We have injuries the whole year. We're in the top 8 in the conference. We lost our shutdown number 1 defense when we shut out Ovechkin and Stamkos back-to-back. And if we had anybody with the frickin' hands of less than granite like Mr. Zuccarello, we'd do a lot better than we did in the last game. So stop. Stop with the jumping ship. Jump the ship if we're so far out of it we can't see straight. But the rest of you that want to go ahead and go and be all upset, oh, my God, we lost a 1-goal game. Oh, no, we can't win anymore. I'm so frustrated. Down by 1 early all the time. Get over yourself.
Well, I'm always about that 1-goal lead, so I resent that last one. Like CCCP said, 7th place has never felt so good.
Freaking people here act like they'd rather be the Florida Panthers. Oh, let's tank. Let's get a good draft pick in a weak draft. Who cares? Talk to me about draft picks 3 or 4 years from now. I don't care about draft picks. You're in there.
That's the fringe. I mentioned that's the fringe element where you got the double mental cases that are thinking about tanking. You're right, and I applaud you. I applaud you, my friend, my general. Jim is also one of my generals, my Rangers, I don't know what kind of wacko army, whatever we got here.
Some of these people just need a freaking shot of reality, and look at what's going on.
It's the Blue
this
Shirt
team
Battalion.
Is over 500, even
yeah, I like
with
that.
Overtime losses. You got a team that has this kind of scoring touch, this amount of injuries this year with a goaltender that's not playing up to his form the entire year, and they're still over 500. You people make me sick that are jumping up. We don't want you back. We don't need you back. We don't need your fair weather support. Go ahead and support the team over there in Newark. They could use the seat filling.
Cry havoc and let's foot the dogs of war.
I have to say, I mean, I've worked with this man many years. I have never seen him this animated.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid. We suck. Oh, I see people complaining about the third rounder we had to give up for McCabe. My goodness. This was the same people that are on the third round draft pick brigade against Brian Boyle. Oh, my God. We can't give up the mighty third rounder. God knows that could turn into the next Zetterberg. Or it could turn into the next freaking Jessamine. My God. I'm done.
Wow. I have to say, man, I'm speechless. I am.
It hurts me that to consider these people fellow Ranger fans in the same vein that we are.
Okay, but the most of us are here tonight, as the show was advertised, is chicken soup for the Ranger fan.
That's right.
We're here to give solace and commiserate with our fellow Ranger fans, and I think in your own boisterous way you have, by saying where we should be really happy where we are, even though it's been very frustrating of late. It's better to be inside than outside looking in,
yeah.
Having to, the fact of the matter is, there's not many teams now. I know Carolina's a point behind, but really, Buffalo looks like they could make a run. But are any of the other teams below us really going to give us a problem? I mean, Atlanta looks like they're done.
It's at this time of the year when everything's so close, and any team puts together three or four wins in a row, they're going to be the hot team in position. The frustrating part with the Rangers is just we're not taking advantage of our home schedule. That's the biggest problem, I think, too.
Man, did I just hear one of my generals yawn during the show?
Who?
Well, you're one of them. I'm talking about the other one.
No, sir, you did not.
All right. Because in the Blue Shirt Battalion, we don't. The only time we yawn is when the Rangers are on a power play. Not during the show. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, guess what?
What? Sidney Crosby's out?
Like, the bottom line is that you break out of the funk.
The CCCP is now yawned. You're out. The Blue Shirt Battalion. Yeah.
Covert operations. Planning a coup.
Now, you were a little bit earlier, you were talking about, we were getting on Hank there, but now it seems to me that you're saying Hank has been underperforming. I mean, do you agree with Jimmy's assessment?
Well,
hasn't stolen any games?
You know what? It's almost an impossible standard to live up to because you want to say to the team, get him two goals and you're going to get a point out of it, and he hasn't been that automatic like he's been in the past. So living up to those by those standards, no. He hasn't had that kind of year. You look at his numbers, and they're right in there with his career numbers, not anything worse. But it's almost like a Gavrik season. He has those few games where he really shines, but there's a lot more games where he's not the difference, where you're used to him being the difference before. Unfortunately, this team needs him to be more of a difference maker, it seems, than we've needed him in past seasons when he's been that way.
I agree with you.
Well, look, it's interesting because you saw how they played in front of Biron. It always seems like in front of backup goaltenders, they played so much tighter defensively. It'd be interesting to see if they start Johnson on Friday, which is a rumor that seems to be going around.
Yeah, I found it interesting. They brought up Cam Talbot and they sent down Chad Johnson. Is this another Matt Zaba, Chad Johnson movie?
Yeah, I think they're playing musical chairs with these guys, too.
I think that's exactly what it's going to be. I doubt very highly you'll see Talbot get a start. Johnson will get, whenever they bring Johnson up, there's a better chance of Hank getting a night off. But, yeah, it's going to be just like it was last year. Same thing.
You know what? It's interesting. You always hear the announcers and most hockey experts saying, okay, this is the time of the year. You need your star players, your top performers to come up big. And with the Rangers right now, I mean, you know, Gavrik's out of the lineup, so you can't count on him to step up. So who are you looking to out of the Ranger lineup right now to be one of those top players to stand up? Nobody's taking charge right now, and that's the unsettling thing, because you got to raise your level of play at this time of the year, especially when you don't have your big gun in there. It was easy to say middle of the year, earlier in the season when we had a lot of injuries, okay, everybody play the same way, everybody's, you know, contributing. You know, at this time of the year, now you're needing that leadership to come from somewhere. And that's my concern right now, is that if Dubinsky would play every game like he played the last 10 minutes of the game yesterday, I think that would be something that would that he could carry this team. But what will happen, you know, next game, first 30 minutes of the game? Is he just going to blend into the ice like he's been doing for most of the ever since he came back? Callahan's not a difference maker. He's a hard worker, a lunch pail guy, but he's not going to be a difference in a game. I think Wolski could be that way, but my God, he took two questionable penalties yesterday. I feared that we weren't going to see him. He's going to be at the doghouse right next to Avery. So, I mean, the guy that I see that could step up enough right now with enough offensive power, who has the capability for it, is like a Wolski, or maybe even a Stepan to some extent. But, you know, asking your best players to step up, I don't know that they can do more than they're doing now, because that's the level of talent we have on this club at this moment.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of first-line talent. Let's put it that way, a goal-scoring talent. They don't have first-line talent. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
You know, let's call a spade a spade here, and say they don't have first line talent for a really good team.
I'll tell you one thing, and I think we've talked about it in the chat room the last couple of weeks. The biggest shame is we talk about building through the draft, and we've drafted a whole bunch of the same type of players, guys that are pluggers, guys that maybe can have one or two aspects to their game that stand out. Maybe like Kreider's going to be a great skater, Stepan's a good passer, but you don't have the finisher. And the one finisher that we did have that was universally accepted is going to be the next Ranger sniper. Unfortunately, passed away in Russia. So really, we're seeing the effects right now, and probably for the next couple of years, as the young sniper the Rangers had actually drafted and was coming along and probably would be an impact player for the Rangers. Now we're seeing the effect of Cherepanov's death on the team.
Yeah, definitely.
You're seeing that. But again, I hate to go back and say this guy would have been this guy. And, you know, you're right. You know, in a way, it's a whole collective. They play as a collective. And they don't really have any outstanding players. And then again, you know, you'll find people who get on Tortorella, and, you know, he really doesn't have a lot to work with here. As far as, although I'm annoyed by the constant changing of lines and, you know, that whole bit, which just drives me crazy. Because even the hapless Islanders, they put one line together the whole year. Now, granted, they're buffoons. They're, you know, they're the sewage dump of hockey over there. But at least they keep that same line together. Everybody's got 25, 30 goals. How's that work?
They have it there, and you know what the key is too is that he what they do they do the same thing all the time. So I've been so annoyed. You got now a bona fide power play point man now in McCabe, and that's great. And I loved what he did, you know, against them yesterday. You know, with the shots from the point, he was looking to shoot or he was looking to set up one timers. It was kind of comical to see him try to give Prosper a one timer. But do you notice one thing? How hard was it for Miller to see those bombs from the point? Not hard at all. No Ranger goes in front. It's always to the side. Brian Boyle, 6'7", one of the biggest forwards in the league, gets zero ice time on the power play. Don't understand it. He's your leading goal scorer. I don't care if he couldn't even put the puck in the net. Put him out there as a deterrent. He's big enough that a guy, you know, like Myers, you know, Myers can't overmatch him from size. So you put him out there, let him stand in front of the net. There's got to be somebody with enough courage to be in front of the goaltender rather on the side looking for a nice tip-in. And it works every now and then. But you know what? A guy like McCabe, he's winding up. If they don't see the shot, I mean, you know, who knows where it goes? It goes through him. You know, you get the rebounds, but they're never.
I mean, how many times have we seen it this year? It's hitting a Ranger, it tries to block it, it goes in the net.
Exactly. You know,
going the other way. And they talked about in that game about Thomas Vanek being able to be in front of the goalie, and he's not afraid. And although he's had, you know, he's having a pretty good year this year. He's been a little bit off the last couple of years. He's able to do that. Why isn't everybody doing that? I mean, why is it just got to be Brian Boyle? Why can't it be, you know, this from the smallest guy to the biggest guy?
That's true. You know, you hear they practice the power play all the time, but is his practice is saying that you got to have everybody on the perimeter? I've loved watching the power play the last two games that at least tries to get it off the perimeter. You know, you're working the middle of the ice where really, you know, the best scoring opportunities are going to come from. But they still, they may go to the net, but they're not in the slot. They're not there. I can't count how many times we've seen rebounds for Ranger forwards that are skating to the side of the net rather than going to the front of the net. It would seem like it's a basic thing.
Now, wasn't it, and one example is that, wasn't that when Dubinsky tried to pass it to Callahan across the goal line in last night's game, and it kind of hit his stick and it missed Callahan standing at the side of the net? I mean, I think that would have been a great play if it would have worked out, but I like the way that Berard was dishing the puck off, and the Rangers, like you said, most of their this seems to me what I see on their scoring chances. It's a giant forecheck behind the opposing team's goal line. They wrap it around. It hits off the goalie. It hits off a defensive. It comes down. The Ranger's there, and he has one shot, and that's it. Or they're working at the puck to the side. And the middle of the ice, between the face-off, there's nothing going on there.
Exactly.
It seems like we wrap it around, and we take a shot, and everybody converges on the goalie. And you know, it's good to see the Rangers forecheck that hard, but they seem, once they get into that mode, it's really the throw-off method. I mean, it's go behind the net. Avery does it constantly. He goes behind the net, and then he's going to try to wrap it around, and I see it even with the Boyle cross line, of course. I like the fact that they're forechecking, and they've been able to get some pucks in the net. But there's just not a lot of skill, and we've really got to be – we have to understand the cards that we were dealt with, you know, as far as what we got as a team. We're young, we play every night, and, you know, I know it's frustrating, but we got to hang in there. I mean, it's not over. It's not time to think about draft picks and worry about what the third rounders we gave. Those are people that are obsessed with the draft. All they do – see, there's certain Ranger fans out there that are obsessed with the draft picks, and they don't follow the regular team. They rather have draft picks, because when you don't follow the team and you worry about draft picks and who they can get, you're never a loser, because everybody is great in the future. This guy is great on, you know, Brampton. This guy is great, on some other team in the Quebec League. But when you're never disappointed, because it's sky's the limit for everybody who's 17. But
right,
and they get all wrapped up in that, but they get wrapped up in the team right now.
And right now, I'm rooting for the teams. I could care less. Seriously. Right now, I could care less about Christian Thomas. I want him to be a great Ranger player, but I'm not sitting there going, well, I hope this guy loses a spot so we can get Christian Thomas, just so I can go on to the next guy who's in the draft that they picked high from next year's draft. This is that the mindset or the mind frame of these people that will say the Rangers want to tank, get the pick. And you know, I've talked to a lot of people. Everybody's saying it's a weak draft, it's a weak draft. I mean, you know, I respect Russ Cohen. I mean, you know, he's not my favorite person in the world. No, I'm only kidding, Russ. But, you know, Russ says it's not a weak draft. And a guy, this is a guy who does drafts for for a living. You know, he's on XM radio. He ain't on a rinky-dink blog talk radio like we are. I mean, we're just the hacks here.
Mandar Cutter was just waiting to pounce on you in the chat room. On the Pokey Reese.
with the shortstop instead of the...
I was looking at that, and I'm like, that doesn't look right. But the guy did win the NHL trivia contest, so who am I to argue with him?
Yeah, Pokey Reddick. So I think, you know, we got to regroup as Ranger fans. We've got to turn that frown upside down. We've got to appreciate where we are. And listen, I said it when they were going through those, they were just getting points out again, like every point counts. And everybody was saying, yeah, but we should have beat them. I said, no, every point counts, because right now all these points are keeping us hanging in there when we're, you know, basically losing frustrating games. We're just frustrated. And, you know, we got to hang in there. And any people who bail, good riddance.
Damn. Makes no sense.
We all know the way this team is. Everybody knows how it works. If you don't know how being a Ranger fan works now, you're not here. I'll tell you the truth. We all know how it works. It's never easy. It is never easy. Even the way they won the Stanley Cup wasn't easy. It's never going to be easy, and that's just the way it is.
Man, the heart, what was the question? It's a funny comment. This goalie thing. I don't even know where it came from, but you know the way these guys go. I'm just watching all these names. Ed Frosty had Ed Stanowski.
Yeah, St. Louis goaltender.
Yeah.
My only addition to that list was Dominic Roussel. Of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Flyers, right?
Yeah. So let these chat room guys go on.
All right.
So,
Mandar, you want to stay with us while we bring in other calls?
Sure.
All right. Let's bring on, I got James on hold. I'm going to get him in a minute. 646-436. Who's this? 646-436. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
So long. Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Zach.
What's going on?
How are you?
Hello,
bro.
I just got out of my car. I haven't pulled out yet, so it's good that you put me on the air now.
Yeah, lucky us.
Yeah. How's the show been so far? Good pace?
There's always a good pace to this show, Sam.
Lewis Black once said a few years ago, I'd rather shove a spoon on my ass than watch the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm starting to feel the same way about this Ranger team.
Whoa.
But they're in every game, Zach. You know, if they're losing 8-1 every night, I can understand that, but.
I seriously don't get it. Yes, I'm used to seeing this every year, but I still don't get why the Rangers always play like this down the stretch. I mean, don't they realize, you know, how hard Lundqvist works and how hard Staal works now that he's out for a few games? It makes no sense anymore. I give up. I don't understand.
Uh-oh.
That gets you out of it. You're out of the Army. You just got a dishonorable discharge.
You gotta understand something. I'm being dissed by my friends that are Devil fans.
What are they? How could you ever
get dissed by a team that has to win 20 in a row just to get 20 points out of a playoff spot?
but they just
you
like that.
You lose an argument
the
like that? Get off the line!
Guys, I'm dying here.
Vandal is hot, Zach, tonight, and he's gone crazy on every Ranger fan that's given up. So if you're saying you give up, the wrath of Mandar is coming at you.
You might as well just blow me up now so I can go home.
Ask and ye shall receive.
I got to say, guys, anybody who could be laughed at by a Devil fan, like I said, who have to win 20 games in a row just so they could be 15 points out of a playoff spot, if you as a Ranger fan can't easily defeat that Devil fan in any conversation, you should be ashamed.
They won again tonight, by the way. 2-1 over the Lightning.
They're a financial disaster. Nobody goes to their games. There's about 500 points you can make on a Devil fan, including their jerseys and including their announcers. Well, they're much better than ours, but still, there's 115 things you could come back with the Devils.
Exactly.
The Devils have no future.
They are still 11 points out of a playoff spot.
Congratulations. You've won 23 of 24 games to get 11 points out of a playoff spot. Have fun with your 15th overall draft pick in the draft. Next.
Mandar is taking over, folks.
I love it.
All right, let's see. All right, we'll try this. 646-436-7300. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Rocco from Brooklyn, guys. How are you?
Rocco said so?
Yeah, Rocco. Yep.
Hey.
Hey.
This is your first time calling in, isn't it?
Nope. Like the third time.
Okay.
I called you guys yesterday.
We've been taking so many phone calls lately from new people, I get confused. All right, well, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Yeah. So, I'm walking my dog right now, and I'm listening to you guys. It's fucking freezing out here.
Rocco's taking a leisurely stroll through Brooklyn listening to the show. I love it.
Yeah, I like it, too.
And it's freezing.
So
what do you see right now? I want to know. What are your surroundings like?
What are my surroundings like?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in a residential neighborhood right now. That's pretty much it. Maybe just a guy on a bike. That's pretty much it. And people can put the garbage on. That's it. Like.
And a lot of wind.
Yeah, a lot of wind too.
So were you just? To listen to the show while you were walking the dog, or did you want to come on the air? I wasn't.
I'm just listening and while walking my dog. And you guys just put me on. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll put you back on hold.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Rocco.
No problem.
All right. That was Rocco walking his dog in Brooklyn.
I thought Rocco was calling from Libya. I thought he was our man in Libya. Might have been Tripoli. Maybe they Gaddafi had been taken over. Anyway.
All right, let's go back to the phones. I think, let's see, who's Rock? I'm trying to figure out who's where. Rocco on hold is listening. Robbie is listening on hold. 609-204, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
That's the captain. What's up, boys?
Hey, captain.
Hey, the captain is back.
Oh, wait. I wanted to.
All right,
wait a minute. Hold on. Before you. Because everybody likes to talk about how fast you talk, so ready? All right, go ahead.
When I'm watching the Rangers games, like I feel like I'm watching the replay of the game. It's the same game every single game. Every game. It's ridiculous. It's a bunch of shots. You know how they talk slow, just for fun.
You got to keep pace with the song. He's got a lot to learn on that.
Yeah.
You're right. That's why we opened the show, Captain. We opened the show with Groundhog Day. It's watching the same game over and over again.
Absolutely right. Yeah, I'm coming a little late tonight, but I mean, honestly, this team, and it's not just this year. It's either the shot is directly at the center of the logo on the goalie's jersey, or it's 12 feet left or right. And I don't know why. I don't know if they don't practice this. I think they got to bring out the plates and put them on the net and try to hit the net from distance. I don't know. But it's just, it's mind-boggling. And I am now officially in the camp of Zuccarello needs to start scoring some goals.
Oh, my disciples!
I mean, I really think my grandmother could have scored that goal with a few seconds left the other night. I mean, I know it hit him in the glove, but for God's sakes, you're in front of the net. I mean, put the stupid puck in the net. That's what you're paid for. I mean, this guy scored how many goals in the Swedish league? I mean, we were led to believe the Swedish league is so great, and, you know, oh, he translates to, like, 45 goals in the NHL. Yeah, I don't see that.
Your whole YouTube thing about how he could score.
I mean, you would think the ice is smaller, you'd have less. I mean, I don't understand why he just can't hit the net from that distance. But, you know, McCabe is a breath of fresh air. The power play was half watchable yesterday, which it hasn't been in a very long time. But they have to come out in first period. And it's funny because we always keep saying the same things because it's the same game that we're watching every time we watch a game. If they come out flat in the first period, they're down two goals at one point, they score a goal, there's the music.
Yeah, you know, keep going, you're right.
Yeah, it's like a movie I've seen before way too many times. With a coach like Tortorella, you would think they'd come out with a little more fire in the first period. He needs to go yell at somebody before the period starts. Whatever he does between the first and second, do before the game.
Yeah, as a team, wouldn't you come out and say, listen, you know, we play so desperate in the third period, let's come out and take some chances in the first period, and hopefully Henrik can bail you out early, and you
whatever
get it forward.
Yeah, whatever they do something in between the first, second and third, where they come out on fire for like a good like 5 minutes in the second and third, they really need to like do that, like every single first period.
Yeah, I mean, and I thought the power play, like you said, actually was very good. They had a lot of shots on one of the power play, 4 or 5 shots. They look good. I mean, you know, they look a lot better. It looks like it's got a little bit different dynamic. My own, you know, I was thinking about this, and I don't want to get in trouble at Mandar because Mandar's on some kind of crazy tangent tonight. But wouldn't a guy like having Delzato, even as a healthy scratch, to see what Bricard does, and that would be a good tutor or a mentor for Delzato, who obviously has some offensive skills somewhere. Don't you think that would, Mando, would you even agree with me there, or you think Michael Delzato is completely worthless?
Completely worthless. And had an injury tonight in his game.
All right. Well, we see that the ever-present Mando is going to be stubborn. So, anyway.
They're without their best forward, their best defender, and they are in these games, and that's really what is frustrating. But nobody needs to be, you know, jumping off the ledge, honestly. We've seen way worse than this, seriously.
I like the way you're thinking. See, from the captain, words of wisdom. He's hanging in there. Not like your fair-weather fancy boys and your negative Nellies out there. He's sticking with the team.
No, honestly, I mean, if I told you before the season they were going to miss 300 games to injury, and you get to, oh, well, you're going to be, you know, in seventh with, like, 20 games to go. You take that. You do.
Yeah. With no gap. I take it a second. With no Gavrik and Callahan being out and Dubinsky being out and the half the world being out on that team, I mean, they play with a minor league team there for about an 8-10 game stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're right. You bring a very loose thing and a very well-thought phone call to this program.
Somebody told you this point in the season, Gavrik wouldn't have 20 goals. You think we'd have, what, like 6 wins all year?
You mean we don't?
Yeah. Regulation.
Yeah, really. But, all right, guys.
All right, Captain.
Pleasure again. Hopefully they get one tomorrow night because I'm going on Sunday. It's my birthday. I'm going on Sunday against the Flyers.
Oh, happy.
Thank you much.
Happy
birthday. That's not going to be fun because I live in South Jersey. If I got to come home to these people, it's not going to be good.
Well, at least the Flyer fans, it's not like Zach who's worried about the Devil fans. I mean,
yeah,
the Flyer fans got something to say, you know.
They have a little more ammunition.
You see, it's when all 12 Devils fans get together in a group that they actually have a voice you can hear.
I like that. All right, Captain.
All right, boys. Take care.
All right, Captain. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye. All right, we're coming to near the end of this show. We've got 15 minutes left. I'm going to check the schedule, and then we're going to bring James on, and we'll head down the home stretch. Let's see. What is today? Today is March 2nd. Monday night, I don't know. Rangers play next Wednesday night. You want to do Monday? You want to do Tuesday? Or do you want to just – what do you want to do?
How many games
the Rangers play, we could do Wednesday night. It would just be a pregame show because the Rangers don't play until 10:30, your time. So we could do that if you want.
Do
8 to 10 before the game comes on, or you want to do 8:30 to 10:30 right up until game time? How do you want to play it?
8 to 10 sounds good.
Okay. So we'll be with you next Wednesday night from 8 to 10. That'll be the next time we'll see you. And without further ado, let's bring in James. Hung up. He was sitting there. I was all set to bring him on, and then he hung up. Maybe James didn't want to talk to Mandar. I love the fact that Rocco was listening to the show and then went outside to walk his dog and called in just so he could continue to listen to the show.
That's the dedication, Jim and Mandar, that we love. And it makes me feel good that people will actually walk their dog in their residential neighborhoods. That was a great description, by the way. Well, it's a residential neighborhood. All right. I didn't think you were living in Normandy after the invasion.
Like where the Huxtables lived.
Yeah. And Brock wants to know if he's still in the Blue Shirt Battalion. Yes, he is. You're a goddamn colonel.
But he's on KP.
Though is Buck Private. what else we got?
Well, we got 13 minutes to go. If anybody wants to call in, 646-478-4692. You want to do a roll call since we haven't done one?
Screw that nonsense.
Screw that nonsense.
Let me see if I have any free floating anxiety.
Oh, it's your preference. I like that.
Yeah, free-floating anxiety about the Rangers. Let's talk about the Versus broadcast. Now, I thought it was good. What do you guys think? I thought it was much improved.
Yeah, definitely better than listening to Joe Beninati. Anything is better than listening to Joe Beninati.
I thought Engblom, no matter, I don't know how you say it, he was very complimentary of the Rangers, talking about how well McGunner played and how well Michael Sauer. Michael Sauer, just, I don't know where this guy came from. I mean, we talk about him every week, but I keep waiting for him to, stink to join up. He never does. He's just so solid. Really, the defenseman of the story of the Rangers. I mean, how many games would they have won if, I can't say Michael Roosevelt. They haven't won too many games since Roosevelt's gone, but the fact that their young defensemen step up, I think we talked about this Monday, who would think Brian McDonough would be this good? And he's not a guy that, you would think might, start getting a little bit tired right now. He looks like he's still playing with the Sammy made a nice hit, too, last night. Who did he hit? I can't remember. Somebody made a nice body check in that game against Buffalo. Wasn't Myers. It might have been. I know that was Callahan who hit Myers. But, they really have. And even as bad as Gilroy is, or Gilroy gets a lot of flack, he's not a disaster defensively. He just brings nothing offensively. And Emminger, I could see the Emminger thing is over. He's deteriorating before our eyes. he looked shaky out there. So I can't wait for Stahl to get back so he can get back on the on the bench. But you know, I think he's kind of outlived his usefulness. Although he had a good stretch there, so I'm down with that. I don't know. I mean, what you got? Anything else on yesterday's game?
They were just talking about it in the chat room, and I thought it was kind of when you talked about Engblom. He went from one bad haircut to another. he got rid of that greasy mullet, and now he's bald. You notice that big giant bald spot on his head?
Yeah, well, he may have to go the way of the Darren Pang or the Pierre Maguire and just shave that whole thing. You know, it comes a time in your life as an older gentleman where you really just got to get rid of it.
You let
anything else is ridiculous.
You let go of the great society of hair. Seem
yeah.
to be having a little trouble with the Blog Talk website. I don't know if hopefully nobody's having trouble listening, but we're getting near the end of the show anyway.
Yeah, it's running out of gas right now.
Yeah, it's all filler at this point.
I mean, I'm ready to do a whole free-floating anxiety thing about,
hold on a second. I don't know if you guys saw that we talked about this in the chat room, and they're just showing it again on Versus right now in that Islander-Minnesota game. Jimmy, you were talking about the penalties and stuff before. Trevor Gillies, first game back from his suspension, does a rink-length rush, jump hits Clutterbuck, game misconduct. They're going to probably suspend this guy for the rest of the season for what he did tonight. They're showing replays. It's unbelievable. It was basically the same way he hit that guy against Pittsburgh, but only from further away on the ice. I mean, Milbury's
doing that. Well, it's always a gong show there on the island. I tell you. Incredible Trevor Gillies.
You know what's kind of funny about the Islanders?
I don't understand why you do that.
What's funny about the Islanders is that they're not even following the boss's advice. I mean, they're mediocre bad. They're not really bad, right?
Right. Yeah.
He uttered that famous line: "If you're going to be bad, be really bad. Don't be mediocre bad."
Right. And they don't even listen to Chairman Wang, so I don't think they know what's going on. And they keep winning. Again, means nothing. You'll never be anything in anybody's eyes. You're a joke. They should be one of the teams that they're talking about moving. I mean, I just can't see them, how they have any money. I don't. That guy has got to be. I mean, even has he sold that company, that Symbol Technologies? Well, not Symbol Tech. What's it? What are you? Computer Associates.
Yeah, he's. Remember we talked about it about a month or two ago. He's suing them.
Oh yeah.
He's trying to sue them. I'm trying to pull the link back up. He's suing them to pay his legal fees. He sued the company he founded for $1 million in legal fees paid to experts in a case where the software maker seeks to recover $1 billion Wang allegedly stole.
No.
I mean, it's a ridiculous. Just more ridiculous from that team.
Yeah. And, you know, they can't be making a lot of. They can't be making Bettman happy either, because a lot of the nonsense that these anti-fighting people and the Don Maloney's, the Dave Maloney's of the world that want gone, and then you have Gillies coming back from a suspension, and he's going Looney Tunes right the first game back.
Yeah,
just putting on a carnival show over at that place at this point.
And nobody's going to it. They have like 8,000 there tonight.
8,000? You sure there were that many? 8,000 rattling around. I'll never forget that Bob Page said that. You remember how he used to do that page one or the updates?
Yeah.
He'd be like, 4,000 rattling around in the Bethel Mausoleum. Like, he would really be vicious at it. We'd be like Mandal once if he was on MSG. And everybody's like, Eric Heilman lets this gopher ball go. He used to be so mean. So it was great. So, you know, it should be interesting, you know. We should try to get Bob Page on the show. I would love to see what went down back there and why he got fired or let go. I wonder if Bob Page is,
Last I heard Bob Page, he was on a radio station in South Florida, in West Palm Beach, actually. And then he got fired from that, too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's amazing. So, what do we got? We got any upcoming guests? What's going on with the... You haven't heard? I heard Jess Rubenstein. We got to give a shout-out to Jess.
Yeah.
Jess is having some surgery done.
Yeah, some
having
pretty serious surgery.
Yeah, Jess is having some, I guess it's spinal fusion or disc fusion. He's having the C5 and the C6 of his cervical spine there, whatever, the cervical part of his spine fused together.
Yeah.
Best wishes go out to Jess. I think he had the, he had it this morning or he had it yesterday. I'm not sure. Emily's just saying yesterday. I thought it was this morning. But, yeah. So, Jess, get well, brother. You know, you're the one who's keeping us in informed about the range of prospects and a champion of Brandon Dubinsky. So I'd like to get him on the show and maybe give it to him about Brandon. You know, he was big on Brandon and, and Jess is a, you know Jess too, from when we covered the draft last year with him. He's pretty ballsy with the Rangers when he asks them questions.
Yeah,
I mean,
he is. He is.
And he, you know, it's like you know, there's all the Ranger beat reporters, and then it's Jess, and Jess is like he muscles in, right? He's not afraid.
Oh yeah, he was front and center. He asked last year when Sather came down from the Ivory Tower to speak to the Minions. He asked more questions than anybody else. He was front and center.
What did he ask? Did he ask him anything controversial or he kept it pretty?
You know, I'd have to go back. I have the audio. I mean, I have the audio of the whole thing. Sather kept giving me dirty looks through the whole thing. But I'd have to go listen to the audio, but I really don't remember. I mean, because that's like the one, you know, apparently that's like your one chance to talk to him, you know, other than these conference calls he does whenever he wants to talk about a trade or a free agent signing. This is the one time, this is as close as he comes to doing a press conference, I guess. So you got to kind of ask him every question you want to add that you have building up over the last year. Apparently that's what you got to do is ask it then. So now who knows? This might be, if I get credentialed for the draft this year, it might be my last one. Maybe I'll play the part of Jess Rubenstein. I'll get front and center and ask all the questions.
Well, let me ask you something. I mean, when you were at this draft and you said Sather was giving you a dirty look, do you think he was conscious that you were the guy from Blue Shirt Banner that, you know, they kind of said, look out for this guy?
Entirely possible. It's entirely possible. The PR department, I mean, obviously, you know, they were aware of who I am and what I was doing there. I mean, they know who's on the list. So, and it was funny. I mean, you remember I told you this? We got 90 seconds to go, but I'll tell you this real quick. Remember I was telling you last year, the, like, PR underling, when I was trying to talk to Chris Kreider, he was literally pushing me off the stage. Remember I was telling you about that?
Yeah.
They were trying to get Chris Kreider away from me, and I'm, like, trying to talk to him. And the guy's, like, pushing me off this little podium stage. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I mean, it's so ridiculous. I mean, what am I going to ask an 18-year-old kid that they don't want? Ever get two girls at once, Chris?
Yeah. You know Glenn Sather is Satan? You know, what are you going to say?
How does it feel to have been drafted by the most disorganized organization in sports?
This guy hasn't won shit in 11 years, 10 years. How's it feel? You're going to go to a team that, as long as he's here, they're never going to win. What do you think about that, Chris?
Your father works for a living, right, Chris? You think if he did a lousy job for 11 years, he'd still have that position? Yes, HCP is the answer to your question in the chat room.
Yes,
the one with the squished up face and the little short, little 12-year-old boy hairdo, yes.
I've never seen a picture of Rosasco. Somebody send me this.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No, I never seen this moron.
Google it. You probably find it. All right. Eddie, always a pleasure. Good night, everybody. We'll see you guys Wednesday.
We love you. Great show. See you at the movies.
You've never seen a picture of him?
No. No. I did Google him. Don't worry about it. I could sleep without knowing what he looks like.
No, he doesn't come up in images. Hold on. There's got to be a picture of him somewhere. Yeah, I mean, he was one of Halligan's underlings, but when they won the cup, he was everywhere, running around town with the cup. Like, if you read I don't know if you ever read the book, Losing the Edge, the rise and fall of the Stanley Cup Rangers. I mean, he was everywhere. If Messier was at a club all night with the cup, he was right there with him. So, I'm sure his picture's somewhere. So, anyway.
All right, brother.
All right, sir.
Mandar, take care.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for sitting in, Mandar. It was fun. We'll talk to you later. Nice rant, by the way.
Huh?
Nice rant. That was good stuff.
They piss me off sometimes.
All right. I'll talk to you later, guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.